Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to my radio audience today. Give me one moment, please. I am here today again. Again, I would like to say good evening to everybody. Shabbat to the remnant. Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. Today is the Sabbath day. I would like to give honor to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of my fathers. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Host today for all that they have done for me. Today we're going to have a very, 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 very great broadcast today. Very prophetic and very powerful. This is prophetic power of truth. Prophetic power of truth. Divine platform. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet or prophetess of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. The title of this broadcast today, End Time Game Changer, Prophetic Events. Get ready, people. Let me repeat the title of this broadcast again today. End Times Game Changer. Prophetic Event. Get ready, people. Get ready. Because it's going down, people. It is going down. It is going down. You have another minute. It is going down, people. I have quite a few scriptures that I would like to read with you to bring forth to this divine information that I have to bring forth today. I would like to go over a news article with you. It's time, people. It is time. We are living at the very end right now. We are in the end. End times. That's what the Bible calls it. End times. Guest call in number if you want to call in. 661. Let me see. 244-9831. If you'd like to call in, feel free to do so. I am a prophet, okay? And I don't say that to make myself feel good or not. I just know who the God of Israel made me in himself. End times. What do end times mean? We live in the very end of this age. This age, this generation, this earth, this world as we know it. End times, game changer, game changer. Prophetic events coming one after another, people, one after another. There's so much stuff going on in the earth right now. There's so much prophetic events that's going on in the earth right now. I cannot even tell you how many, there's so many. One after another, one after another, one after another. Every day, it's another prophecy being fulfilled. It's another prophecy, prophetic, one after another one. And you got your leaders like the Christian church and the Hebrew Israelites. We're going to go into them later. I'm not going to waste my time talking about those leaders. But I do have something that I need to say to you people so you'll understand exactly where we are in prophecy concerning your leaders. And I say leaders, bishops, elders, prophets, apostles, evangelists, and all the rest of them. So I would like to do right now is look up the word game changer. This is not a game, people. There's a lot of stuff getting ready to take place up in this earth that's going to change your life forever and the life of your children. And I know you don't want to believe that. I know you don't want to believe that. You want to believe that everything's going to stay the same and, you know, God and Jesus going to give me mercy and grace. I'm here as the prophet to sound the alarm, to blow the trumpet today. It's going to be a game changer. And I'm going to even tell you when. Like I always, when the God of Israel used me to speak to you prophetically, he always tell me if he want you to know something, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and why it's going to happen. Like I told you about 3, 4, 5 months ago on one of my audios that I made, that it's the stuff going to go down this year and next year, 2023, that have never been done or never happened in history before. And if you don't believe me, go back over the audio and listen to the prophecy that I gave about. This is stuff going down now and with this that you will never, ever be home. That's how serious it is right now. Give me a minute. Let me look up my information right now to help you. You need help, people. You need help. You need a prophet, a real prophet of the God of Israel. I'm not talking about God. God, who you call it, God. That is not the God of Israel. That's the God you've been taught about. That's the God you've been taught about. It's not the God of Israel. The God of the Hebrew kingdom. There's two different gods right there, okay? That's why you can't say God is. It's got always God, a Most High, or some foreign deity that you have been taught about up in the Christian church or whatever religion that you are involved in. What you thought the God of Israel was going to raise up prophets in the last days to help his remnant going on what's in this earth? Do you really think the prophets that the history Israel is talking to them and speaking to them? Absolutely not. Guess why? They don't know him at all. So I looked up the word game changer. Game changer. An event. It's an event, ideal, or procedure that effects a significant shift in the current matter of doing or thinking about something. It's an event, and so it's something that takes place in this earth. Not only one thing, numerous, many of things is going to take place in this earth that's going to change the game. That's going to change your belief and what you feel and what you think and what you believe that it is and what it's going to be. It's many events Game changer is an event. It's an ideal. New world order, that's an ideal. New world order, that's an event. The Antichrist, an ideal, and an event. An event ideal or procedure. A procedure. Don't you got COVID-19 in the earth right now? COVID-19. And I just read it in the news that they say they do not know how to get rid of it. They do not know how to get rid of it. Yes, people. Yes, many are called, but only few are chosen. And that chosen is the remnant, the 10%. So it's an I'm reading the definition for the word game changer before we go into our scripture. An event ideal or procedure that affects a significant, a procedure. Things that happen in this world that have never happened in history before. Stock market crashing, all kind of stuff crashing, all kind of death, all kind of everything is going on. Because these are the procedures that must take place before the Son of God come back and crack the sky open. These are procedures and events that must take place to change the way you think and believe. It's a procedure. COVID-19, procedure. You got all kinds of restrictions. All kind of stuff you got to do. You got to get this shot and get this booster and get that and get that. We're going to give it to your kids. We're going to give it to your mama. We're going to give it to everybody. It is a procedure. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. You people need to wake up and understand that we're not living in 1970 and 1980 and 1990. We are living in a prophetic time and a prophetic year. An event, idea, or procedure that affects a significant. It's going to affect the whole wide world. No, people should be prophetic in what I am hearing to say to you right now. It's going to affect the whole wide world. This procedure, like COVID-19, it have affected the whole wide world. Event, okay? That affects a significant shift. Shift, people. You're going to be shift around now. Ain't going to be no going to work. Ain't going to be no going to school. Ain't going to be no going to the mall. Ain't going to be no running to your grocery stores. Ain't going to be none of that. Ain't going to be no real estate where you can go buy a house and all that. None of that. It's going to be a significant shift. Things that you never could believe with a human mind is about to take place. Things that you could never believe with a human mind, people. It's about to hit this earth. It's already hitting it right now. It's just that you people refuse to see it for what it is. You want to keep daydreaming and keep making yourself feel that, oh, it's going to get better and Jesus is going to help me and things going to change and I know God is with me and we're going to be all right. See, you keep fooling your own selves. That's what you're doing. You're fooling your own selves. So when it goes down, the event, the ideal, the procedure, the game changer, when it goes down, you people are going to be out of your mind. Your mind is going to blow. So blow that you're not going to believe that your Jesus ain't going to help you. And no other God going to help you but the God of Israel. the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the only God in this earth. Every other God is fake and not real. But guess what, people? We are coming to that time and that hour that he's going to take his hand up off the earth. He's going to take his hand up off of it. And when he takes his hand up off of it, oh my God, you're not going to believe all hell man can't even imagine that his mind can even receive that. Yes. It's a significant shift in the current matter of doing or thinking about something. It ain't gonna be no more going and doing the things you going on vacations, laying on your big yachts, and vacation clubs. That's about to be over with. Listen to what I am saying to you. I'm trying to warn you what is going to happen in this world. It's a significant shift in the current manner of doing or thinking about something. You ain't going to be able to do the things that you used to do. You ain't going to be able to buy the things that you used to buy. Why? Because you ain't going to have no money. You ain't going to have no money. You ain't going to have no jobs. You ain't going to have nothing. Absolutely nothing, people. Absolutely nothing. So guess what? You can stay in Disneyland if that's what you want to do. If you want to stay in Disneyland, go ahead and stay there. And if you want to wake up and understand what's about to happen, then come on and let's do it and let's get this information so you can help you and your children survive this. Survive this, people. It ain't going to be what you think no more and what you feel and what you understand and what you know. That's the game changer. So let's go to our next scripture. Let's go to our next scripture. Let's go to our first scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 44. Jeremiah 44. Hold on. Give me a minute. Another minute. Okay, people, I'm back. Jeremiah 44 for our first scripture today. Jeremiah 44. We're going to go back to that one, okay? Let's hold that one for the last. Let's go to Jeremiah 23:20. Jeremiah 23, verse 20. Behold, a whirlwind of the highest. Exalted in spirit, even a whirlwind, this is a kind of reason people. I'm reading Jeremiah 23:19. Do you understand what a whirlwind is? Let me look it up in the Hebrew for you. It's a hurricane or a storm or a tempest, anger and fury of the God of Israel. Behold, a whirlwind of height is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. And I hear a lot of y'all talking right now. And I'm not saying it. I don't hear it. I'm not working. I go to church. I love Jesus. I'm saved. I'm righteous. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I keep the law. I love Buddha. I love Jehovah. I hear all of y'all talking in the spirit. But you are the very people that the God of Israel is talking about that is wicked. You are the very people that he's talking about that he's going to send the whirlwind and go forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall upon the head of the wicked. Yes. Yes, people, it's already here. You wonder why all these things are going on? You wonder why we got COVID-19, we can't get rid of it? You wonder why we got all these pestilence and diseases and death and all kind of stuff, destruction and all kind of things going on? Why? Because the God of Israel have sent a whirlwind. He sent it. He the one sent it. I don't have to look for man and what he said, what he did. He's the one who sent the whirlwind. The anger of the highest shall not return. You cannot return. It shall not return. So no, you can't get rid of COVID because he's still angry. No. You can't get rid of diabetes and heart disease and lung cancer and breast cancer. Why? Because the God is really still angry. That's the whirlwind. That's the whirlwind. Poverty, death, and destruction is the whirlwind and the fury of the God of Israel. We don't make them angry. We don't make them angry. We don't make the God of Israel angry with us. The anger of Ahiah shall not return, 3:20. Until he have executed. See that, people? Until he have executed. Until he have performed the thoughts of his heart in the latter days. You shall consider it perfectly. It will not stop, people. It's just going to get worse. And worse, and worse, and worse. Because that's the part of the game change. That's the part of the prophetic event. He must perform what he said, what he told his prophet, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, and all the rest of them. He must perform what he said. And no, the Bible is not a pretty little book like you believe and like you've been taught. It ain't got nothing to do with prettiness. It has everything to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Ahiah, the God of Israel, and his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. It has everything to do with that. How they went on, God serving other gods and burning candles to other gods and punished them and killed them and all kinds of stuff. Feel they do. Everybody have a sickness of disease. Same stuff going on today. The same stuff that happened in ancient times. So some people think y'all in a good case, huh? You think you're in a good case, your life is pretty, and everything gonna be okay. I will not. The anger of Ahiah shall not return. Jeremiah 23:20. Until he have until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. Whatever is in his heart to do right now. You know what's in his heart to do? Everything that he wrote in the law. When he goes against him, and goes against the God of Israel, and breaks his commandments and his laws, and don't obey what he says, everything that's already written here, he executing it right now. I can go over many scriptures in the Bible to show you what is being executed right now under judgment. Because the world is under judgment by an angry God. So the game changer, people. The game changer. Watch out for that. See, he's gonna perform this in the latter day. You better consider this. What does that mean? You gotta understand, people, what time we are in. What you gotta do. What you need to do. How you gonna help you and your children out of this. I'm going deep with this today. I'm not gonna go shut. I'm going deep with this today. How are you going to help you and your children out of this chaos that's getting ready to hit this earth and already have? None of your leaders can tell you that. None of your leaders can tell you that because they don't understand that. They don't know the process. They can't teach you the process. All they can tell you, oh, I see the Lord and where I see the Lord. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to make your life better. You're going to get passed out to life. And, yeah, you're going to help your kids and save your children. Oh, yeah, we're in the midst of that. I see a change coming. And that's all they can do. Prophesize lies. They lying prophets. That's what they are. That's all they can do is tell you how pretty your life going to be. How God going to bless you and God going to help you and God help your children. And yeah, this will happen and that's going to happen. And you going to get a job and a promotion. No, 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 people. No, 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 no. These are not real prophets. When you read the Bible, you'll understand what a real prophet is. Jeremiah them never talk about nothing pretty, this going to happen good and that. No, man, you're going to die in 6 months. This year, you're going to die. That's what Jeremiah them used to prophesy. The God of Israel tell them that somebody going to die, they prophesy, boom, and that's it. They didn't prophesy pretty stuff. Next scripture, people. And I'm going to pull up a couple of news articles in a minute. Jeremiah 30:24. Let's pick it up at verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of Ahiah. There it go again. The whirlwind of Ahiah. All these earthquakes. All these hurricanes. All these storms you see. All this snow. All this fire. All this flood. That is the whirlwind of Ahiah. They call it climate. It was so many times. So Moses the prophet had to go and say, oh, please, God, Israel, have mercy. Don't take them all down. That's the That's why you got little kids taking guns and just throwing their brains out. On their chest out, getting their mama guns from my mattress, and all kind of stuff is going on, people. And you people refuse. See, that's what's going to get you in trouble right there, that word right there. You people refuse to turn from your wicked ways. You refuse. Just like the children of Israel, they refuse. That's why he laid millions of them down in Jerusalem. Millions. He laid them out, knocked them out. Damn. I'm telling y'all people what I know. You better stop playing with your own self, because you're not playing with the God of Israel. He know what you're doing. He know what you're doing. You playing with your own self. Them religious little satanic games that you plan, calling on a God that can't help you and your children, calling on a God that can't stop cancer, calling on a God that can't stop sugar diabetes, calling on a God that can't heal lung disease, calling on a God that can't stop COVID-19. Yes, that's what I said. Calling on a God that can't stop. Verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of Ahia goeth forth with fury, a cotillion whirlwind. It shall fall with pain. Can y'all people hear me? Can y'all hear the God of Israel? Jeremiah 30:23, it shall fall with pain. Pain, people. Pain. Do y'all know what pain is? Let me tell you what pain is in the Hebrew. It's in Jeremiah 29:42, but Jeremiah 30:23. To twist or whirl in a circle or spiral manner. Fear. Pain. Sore pain. Pain. Grievousness. It's going to fall with pain, people. And it's falling right now with pain. With pain. You got all kind of people that spend millions and thousands of dollars on their houses and homes. Big trees falling and caving the whole house in. Pain. Oh, God. Oh, think about whole life savings and block our prayers. And we want to save for our children. Now look at our children today. Look at our house anymore. It shall fall with pain. The whirlwind of Ohio. Oh, little Sally. I love my little Sally, but she committed suicide. Oh, and Bob and all the rest of the people. It shall fall with pain, the fierceness of the God of Israel upon the head of the wicked. I read that in Jeremiah 23:20, and I come right back to Jeremiah 30:23. Until he have done it, until he have performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it. I just read to you in Jeremiah 23:20, where he said, you better think about it perfectly. Right here it says, you better consider it, people. You better consider what I am saying to you on this radio broadcast today. This divine platform. Consider it. It's going to fall so hard on you. And I'm telling you this. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, people. You got to know what's going on now. Pain, so much pain is coming to this world, to this earth, to the people that live in it. So much pain, so much agony, so much frustration, so much miserable. Because it is a fury. And the whirlwind, it's all mixed in together. It's a whirlwind, it's like a kind of stuff mixed in. It's a mixing of the God of Israel realm. I'ma hit their children. I'ma hit their husband. I'ma hit their mama. I'ma hit their daddy. I'ma hit this. I'ma hit that. I'ma knock their house down. I'ma knock their job out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take their children, kill their children with death. Read it. It's in the Bible. Yes, the God of Israel killed children. He killed everybody that's wicked and disobey him. Doesn't matter who you are. Again, people don't know the Bible. You don't read the Bible. Reading a doctrine that you've been taught. Oh, I didn't know God can get so angry. Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was an all-loving God and he loved everybody and everything. And okay. So yeah, let me read one more scripture before I go into a couple of news articles, okay? End times, game changer, prophetic events, get ready, people. Get ready. Because he's going to perform the intents of his heart. Whatever he wants to happen, whatever he wants to do, it ain't got nothing to do with faith, okay? This have nothing to do with the devil at all. The devil going to do what he do. What he was put in his place to do, what he was put out of heaven to do. He going to do what he got to do here. But this is talking about the God of Israel. What is in his heart to do? What is in his mind to do? What is in his soul to do? And his spirit to do. Not no devil. not no devil. So you can get off of that stuff. Talking about, yeah, Satan doing it. You ought to hear Juanita Vining and all them crap, those dolls and all. Always talking about what the devil do. Who? The devil. That's all they can tell you. That's all they can tell you. What the devil doing? What the devil doing? What could God? Because they don't know what the God of Israel do. The God of the Bible. The one that wrote the Hebrew scrolls. They don't know what he's doing. So they got to put it on somebody because they want to prank. They want to paint their Jesus so pretty and perfect, like he could just stop anything in the world. But he ain't nothing but an image that they set up. It's nothing but an image that they set up. Not me. I'm talking about the last day, the latter day. You want to know what it say, latter day, Jeremiah 30:24, Hebrew number 3:19, the last or end, hence, it say latter. I'm reading the Hebrew number for latter, the last or end, hence the future, end times, remnant, residue, reward, latter days, people. He going to come with a whirlwind of fury. Ooh. And it says Jeremiah 32. We don't know what of a fear. It's a burning of anger. Hebrew number 27:40, a burning of anger. Burning. So very angry people. He's so very angry people. Let me say it again, because he wants me to say it again. He is so very angry people. to the God of Israel, hot, angry, heated. Prophetically speaking to you right now. That's why COVID-19 is here. COVID-19. Y'all know what it is. It's here because the God of Israel is fierce with anger. He had to take a lot of lives. He had to take a lot of people up out of here. Because he's so angry. He's so furious. He's so upset. He had to flatten a lot of people. That's the only way he started feeling a little bit better. Just a little bit. I said a little bit. He's still very, very, very angry. Just a little bit. So he come with whatever else the world needs. The next event, the game changer, the next event, the next ideal that come to the God of Israel, the next procedure that come to the God of Israel to do, you better watch out for that. Talking about the government, man, the government ain't nothing, bro. Who is the government? They just men just like you. Men and women just like me and you. They don't have no power. The only power the government have is the power that you give them. That's it. But they just like real men. Next scripture, Daniel 10:14. Daniel 10:14, people. And I'm going to read a couple of news articles. I got a lot to say here today. Daniel 10:14. And if you are listening to this broadcast, or if you go back and listen to the recording, you might hear a lot of noise like crying, sign, like something is crying. Like somebody is cooking something, like juice. Something is wrong with my laptop. You know, but I knew I had to come over here and just share what I need to share with you. So I'm sorry about the noise and all the commotion that you're going to hear if you listen to this broadcast or you're listening now. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Daniel 10:14. I got to get a new laptop. Daniel 10:14, people. Come on. Come on. Let me show you truth. Let me show you divine truth today. Divine from above. Daniel 10:14. Yeah, one divine and gold, crap of dollars, all of them, seed and drink. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to read the Bible, people. They don't want to read the Bible, people. And that's what's going to kill them and destroy them. Because they don't know what time it is. And they don't know what's about to hit this earth. They can't tell you. Kill the mean when the God of Israel want to take out man, woman, boy, girl. That's in his control. He give life and take it away. Daniel 10:14. Now I am come to make thee understand, Daniel. Daniel was a prophet. To wise, very wise, had a lot of wisdom. Now I am come to make thee understand. See, that's what you need, understanding. You don't have no understanding. You don't have no understanding, people. You don't have no understanding. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. Your leaders don't have none either. They don't have any either. All they can do is give you motivational sermons that they have made up about race and race and faith. That's all they know. That's all they know. Now I am come, Daniel, to make you understand what shall befall thy people. Who is thy people? The children of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. They're not dead. They're still in the earth today. Believe me, people, they are still here. What's going to happen to your people, Daniel? What's going to happen to your people, Daniel, in the latter days? I'm talking about right now. Right now. But yet the visit is for many days. Many days. So, Daniel, what I am talking to you about is going to happen way, 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 way down in another generation. But you need to understand. He's going to always give a real prophet. I say a real prophet or prophetess, apostle, whatever you want to call it, understanding to the times that we are living in and what the people need to do and how the people need to do it. For the vision is yet for many days. And when he has spoken such words unto me, I set my face towards the time. God will be a higher, be very powerful people. Be very powerful. And when I had, and when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face towards the ground and I became dumb. Dumb. He could not even talk. All the things that the God of Israel was saying to him, sent his angel to tell him. Daniel, he was so dumbfounded, he could not even talk. All he could do is put his face towards the ground and bow down to the God of Israel in his word. He became dumb. He slept. Talking about the last day. Let me get Jeremiah. Wait a minute. I'm going to read one news article right now. One news article right now, people. Let's go over here. Let's go over here. Y'all already see what's going on with Russia, with all of that stuff, wars and rumors of war. Wars and rumors of war. Before I read my news articles, I do need to go back to Jeremiah 44. Let me go back there, people. Jeremiah 44. Jeremiah 44. Go all the way down here. Let's read Jeremiah 52. Jeremiah 52. Let's go to that one. Jeremiah 52. Things that I'm being shown in dreams and visions, you don't, it's too powerful for you to understand. It's too powerful. So prophetic. You people can't handle it. You can't handle it. But if the God of Israel tell me to say it to you and share it with you, then I will. And if he tell me not to speak it, I won't speak it to you. Look what it says right here. Jeremiah 16. So the city was deceived unto the last year of King Uzziah, king of Judah. And in the fourth month and the ninth day, of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. The first Hebrew month is March. March is the first month of the Hebrew calendar. That's the new year. March is the first month of the Hebrew calendar. This was the fourth month in September. The God of Israel sent the Babylonians and it was the fourth month. And then on the ninth day of the month, the famine was sold in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. It happened back then, people, because they was evil. They was wicked. They went against the God of Israel for other gods. The same thing you people are doing right now today. The same exact thing. You're doing it right now today. And you're teaching it to your children too. Just like they taught it for their children. And the God of Israel sent the Babylonian army on them to besiege Jerusalem. And I think they put out the eyes of the field. And there was no bread. There was nothing for the people to eat. Just like it won't be nothing for you to eat, people, in the whirlwind. The game changer is coming, people. It's right at the doorknob of your front door. Again, I'm speaking to you prophetically. It's about to open. It's about to open, people. There won't be no food. It's going to be a famine. So much famine in the land, in the city, in the world. You have not a perfect dream. Won't be no Walmart. Let me read my news article now. Yes. Game changer, people. It's all about to change right before your eyes. February 4th, 2022. Yahoo News, China, full of cashless society. closer than two private banks in service for notes and coins. Did y'all hear me, Pete? Did you hear me? China. They are fully fastened to China. That's what they want to do. They want to give them all types of money. Ain't no more paper money. Ain't no check. Went to the bank. Write checks and all that. And coins. They want to get rid of all of that. And that's why the United States is going to be stuck with the bag in their hand. Because China not going to want their money no more. They dollar bill and they $20 bill and they $100 bill. They don't want their money. They going into digital currency. So, yeah. And that's going to blow your economy wide open in America. Why? Because they believe in an almighty God. Almighty God. They even made a record about it. Money. Yeah. But China is going to cashless society. Let me read a little bit of the article. Two small private Chinese banks. Can y'all hear me, Pete? Can y'all hear me? Two small private Chinese banks announced last month, this was February the 4th, 2022, news article, that they would no longer, listen, that's just two banks, two small banks. What do you think is going to happen with the big banks? They would no longer provide services involving banknotes or coins. And the latest sign that the country is accelerating its march towards a totally cashless society. Yes, cashless. New world order. Cash. There ain't no more money. Ain't no more money. Which served customers in the capital of Beijing said it would suspend cash services, including over-the-counter deposits. Y'all hear me? And withdrawals. You can't go to the bank and get no more money. They're not going to have no money to get. No more going in the bank, put your money in the bank. You shouldn't never be doing that no way. Why are you going to put somebody else your money? For what? To get a little bit of interest on it? A little bit of money on it? No. 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 God is here. He never told you to do that. Get somebody your money, have some man over your money and all of that. Money that you don't work hard to have. Why would you put it in another man's hand, in another man's pocket, and not your own? Don't trust in man. That's what he told you, people. So look at the news article. They suspending cash services. No more deposits, no more withdrawals, as well as cash service on ATM machines, starting from April. So in April, people. That's like what? One more month from now, we already headed to March. There will be, in these two banks, see, right now they got to test everything. That's why they just going with two banks, because they want to test it and see how the people going to respond and see how the people going to act to it. And if it's no problem, they going full speed with it. Full speed. See, that's how the mark of the beast going to come in. They're going to explode the cash and make it a cashless society all over the earth. And if you want food and if you want food and if you want that if you understand the mind of the beast. Revelation. Let me keep on. So it won't be no more ATM. Go in there and get your money out and all that. This is going to start in April, people. I'm telling you, this is the whirlwind that the God of Israel is talking about that's going to hit this earth. This is his anger and his fierceness. They already got cashless supermarkets over there in Africa and Dubai and all of that. The man over Amazon, Jeff Bezos, you already set up past the supermarket and all that stuff, Amazon and all that. Now people can see what's going on. Because you took years of loving Jesus and loving Christian church and loving this and loving that and loving your job and loving your life that's about to be rudely taken away from you and your children. Yeah, people. It's the time of prophecy. It's the time of the prophetic. It's the prophetic hour now of truth. So, yeah, they're going to start that in April of 2022 this year. Yeah. Yeah. Cashless society. All that money you got to get, folks, got put in the bank. You got to save $100,000, $1 million. All that you won't give to poor people. You won't do nothing to help poor people. You won't do nothing with your money. Stick it up in the bank and take it again to some real estate company to buy a house or some car lot to buy you a new car. That's what you do with your money. And stick it up in the bank. And go buy you some furniture for your new house and get you a new yacht and all of that. You won't be able to do that in a minute, people. Thus says the God of Abraham, the God of Israel. That's what it says. The Jews come after an inner move by another regional bank. New up bank of Leonie in the northwest province of Leonie, which will stop cash service from March. So starting in March, which is next month, which is next week, they're going to start with the cashless society in China. You won't be able to go to the grocery store, people, in a minute. Not with no money. Not with no money. You got to have a digital currency. And the only way you're going to have that digital currency is that you pay for money. World. I just told you, game changers have everything to do with the new world order. Yes. So that's an article. And let's go to, what else I want to pull up here. Okay. This one right here. One moment, people. Yeah. Yeah. You're doing it right up under your people's sleepy little eyes and your sleepy little nose. And all you can think about is work. I'm going to school. Me and my children. You got to go to school. I got to go back and get my doctor. And I got to get my kids to school. So they can be like me. Oh, my God. Cut it out. Cut it out, because you won't make it that far, Pete. You will not make it that far. Digital currency. That's what it is. You know what a digital currency is? Let me tell you what it is, people. Cashless society. You won't be able to buy. You won't be able to sell. You won't be able to trade. You won't be able to do nothing unless you have the mark of the beast. What is your mark of the beast? Y'all have to figure that out. And you just don't know that. They don't know. I know what it is because the God of Israel told me what it is. Yes, I know. It's not time to reveal that to you because it's too prophetic and it's too powerful and you wouldn't understand it if I tell you. This is only, this information is only for the remnant. It's not for the 90% of the wicked in this earth that the God of Israel is going to destroy. It's not for you. It's only for the remnant to know that. Not you. Digital currency, that's what I'm reading right now. Our currency that are only accessible with computers. With computers, can you God hear me? Because they don't exist in electronic form. Typical digital currency do not require intermediary. And are often the cheaper method for trading currencies. So that is going to happen through computer. If you ain't got no computer, you might as well forget it. You don't know how to work a computer, you might as well forget it. You lost, people. You ain't got no money, no nothing. You don't know how to do nothing. It's through computers or mobile phones. Mobile phone. Why do you think they got all these apps? Cash apps, mobile apps, this app, that app, all kinds of apps. All kinds of free apps that you can use to transfer your mind from one place to another. Y'all people don't know what's going on. No, I don't want your app. Because that's part of the game changer. That's part of the mark of the beast. I don't need your app. I don't want it. Because I know what it is. And I know what it's all about. Everybody's so excited. Oh, Cash App. Cash App. Oh, yeah, I got Cash App. Yeah. Cash App. Yeah, you just go there and you can send your money in 1 minute and all of that. No, I don't need it. And I know what it is. You don't understand. That's why you told Daniel how much it is. What's the happening? And when he showed Daniel what was going to happen, man, he almost passed out. The angel had to literally pick Daniel up and put him on his feet and touch his lips because he couldn't say nothing or do nothing. He was lifeless because of what he saw, what's going to happen in the last and final days. Yes, my people. Digital currency. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go right here. Based on their purpose or functionality, electronic currency. That's why everything's on a credit card and debit card. You know, this card and this card. People like my sister, I've been talking to her for years about getting a computer and learning how to, you know, work a computer and work her, you know, oh no, I don't need no computer. I don't want to do nothing. I don't like no computer. Okay. But you won't be able to operate in this world without knowing a computer. I feel sorry for old people. Old seniors don't know nothing about digital currency. They don't know nothing about computers and laptops and phones and mobile phones and how to operate with banks and all of that. I feel bad because they're going to be totally destroyed. So now let's look at Jeremiah 25:27. And I have a couple more news articles I want to read. Jeremiah 25:27. Jeremiah 25:27. Therefore, thou shalt say unto them, thus said a higher of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunk, and stew and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. Drink, he said. Go ahead and drink. Go ahead and drink your tequila. Go ahead and drink your vodka. Go ahead and drink your Ciroc. Go ahead and drink and be ye drunken and spew and fall and rise no more. It will not rise, people. The economy will not rise. I told you that 2 years ago. The God of Israel told me to tell you that in 2020, that your economy was not coming back. So again, am I a false prophet or a lying prophet? Get back to 2020. And listen to my brother. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, told me to tell you people that your economy will not rise again. It will not come back to what it was. Have it came back? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, people, I'm not here to play with you and play games with you. I'm here to tell you what the God of Israel wants you to do and know. I told you your economy will not rise. The God of Israel told me to tell you that. That was 2 years ago. They still trying to hold on. The government powers and all of them, your presidents, they still trying to hold on and make something work and make something happen. No. The God of Israel is coming with a whirlwind and great fury. I told you. He said, fall down, because you won't get up no more. You will not get up no more, people. You won't rise. You will not rise. Because I, the God of Israel, will send a sword upon you. What is the threat? Something to take your life? Something to hurt you? Something to stop you? Something to block you? Something to get in your way? No. It's not going to happen. The whirlwind is here now. The whirlwind is here now. I told you people, 5 months ago, it's going to be something hit this earth. It's some things going to happen in 2022 that never happened in history. That's what the God is here for. In the minute, about 5-6 months, so they can do whatever they think they want, cash them aside, you know, the world, new world order, the mark of the beast, whatever Satan and his agents trying to do. The God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, is coming with a whirlwind to knock it out the box. It won't rise no more. Your economy will not rise no more. Yeah. That's what it's true. This is true. So all that stuff we keep thinking about and dreaming about and wishing about and wishing for, you might as well forget. You might as well forget. Because it will not happen. Not now and not ever. Go ahead and get drunk, he's saying. Jeremiah 25:27. Yeah, he said, go ahead and get drunk. Go ahead with your party. Go ahead. With your party and your, you know, go ahead. I don't care what you do, what you drink, go ahead. But I just and they getting killed and all kind of stuff going on and shootouts and drowning in the water, whatever. Because that is the sword of the God of Israel, the whirlwind. He's in it. Let's go to Jeremiah 51:12, and I'm going to read you another news article. Let me see how much time I have, people. No, people. Anyway, let me keep going. I don't know. Jeremiah 51:12. Jeremiah 51:12. Who is your Jesus? Who is your G-O? Who is your God? They're ruling all of us. Who are you? All men of God that don't want to hurt nobody? Jeremiah 51:12. Jeremiah 51:12. Set up the standard upon the wall. something is wrong with people. I'm going to have to end this. Oh, my God. I don't even think I'm putting that. Let me end this, people. I think something's wrong. Something is wrong. I really think so. Now it's going, okay. It's working now, people. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Inflation crisis. That's what's in the news today. Inflation crisis. Wow, what is that? Jeremiah 51. Digital currency. You're going to have a computer with internet or a mobile phone. 5G. 6G. 6G. Oh, my God. For the stupid people don't know how to use the internet. And my mom and them, my grandma and all that, they just run to the bank. Hang around and all that. You're not going to do none of that. You're not going to be ready to get in the bank. The bank's going to be closed. All of them will be closed. Put all your money in there. And guess what? You are not going to be able to get it out, people. Unless you do what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 51:12. So if you knew what I knew, you'll be exiting your money right now, doing something else. But guess what? They done made so many laws and executive orders, they done signed, saying, oh no, you can't get no money out the bank unless we know what you're going to do with it. You can only get $2,000. You can't get $10,000. You can't get $20,000. See how these people have regulated your money? If you put it in their trust, and you put it in their pocket, in their hand, they can do whatever they want to do with it. It's not yours. It is not yours, people. You gave it to the bank. It's their money. And they can do whatever they want. All they got to do is sign executive orders. And that's what China have done. Sign executive orders saying it's going to be a cashless society. They got two people believing, oh, I don't need no money. I just use my bread. That's what you want to do. Jeremiah 51:12. Look what it says. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchman. Who is the watchman? The prophet of the God of Israel. The angel. Prepare the ambush. Prepare the ambushes. Yes. For Ahiah have both devices and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. Oh, thou that dwellest upon many waters. Mm-hmm. The greatest country in the world. Who is it? America. Oh, that thou that dwellest. Oh, y'all didn't know America was in the Bible, didn't you? Yeah, the Bible called her Babylon, the daughter of Babylon. Who is Babylon? Ancient Babylon. Nimrod and all that over there. Now, America is mighty, the good of all. Oh, God, the good of the That was trailing up money everywhere, all over the earth. Abundant in treasures. Thy end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. A hire of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He that hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his will, and hath stretched out the heavens by his understanding. Abundant in treasure. The wonderful United States of America. Everybody want to go there. Everybody want to run there. Everybody want to live there. Abundant in treasure. Your end have come. Your end have come. The whirlwind. The whirlwind of the God of Israel is here to measure your covetousness. You have been against the God of Israel. You set up your own God, your own law, your own doctrine, your own dominion. And all your confederacy, all the other countries that confederate with you. You set all your own, your covetousness. Oh, you can believe in any God you want to believe in. Jesus is God. Covetousness. The law is done away with. Covetousness. Don't even talk about the God of Israel. You ain't even being taught about the God of Israel. You call him God. God. Who? He said the God of Israel in the Bible. Covetousness. Somebody, Russia. It's going to be way more than Russia, according to what the Bible is saying here. Let's get another scripture. Let's get another news article. Meta, this news article, y'all on Facebook changed their name to Meta, M-E-T-A. Not Facebook no more. Y'all still want to call it Facebook, but they have a new name. They have a new name. This is the news for third. Three again. I just read about China, which was February the 3rd. This is February the 3rd. Meta just suffered. Facebook. The largest one-day wipeout in U.S. corporate history. Its valuation slumped by nearly $240 billion. And they said nothing like history has ever happened to a company in can get off the hook. That meant billions of dollars. And one day, the whirlwind of the God of Israel. You can't fight him, and you can't fight against him. Your economy will not rise. The God of Israel already told you that 2 years ago. Let me get a little bit of this part. This evaluation is a medical Meaning it's trying to get a $240 billion in market capitalization. It marked the largest one-day value loss in U.S. history. I told you 4, 5, 6 months ago that things going to happen in 2022 that never have happened in history. Again, y'all still want to believe that I'm a false prophet. Meta posted disastrous fourth quarter earnings after market closed on Wednesday. Meta on Thursday suffered the largest one-day wipeout in history. Meta. Something want to deal with illusion. Something want, you know, put your mind in a trance. Something that they want to invent to make you think you living in space and you really living in Earth. Something that to program and reshape the mind and your thinking. In your reality, that's what it's all about, meta. I'm not going to even look the word up because I don't got time. You can look it up if you want. You'll see exactly what it's all about. And that's not a whirlwind. We'll have to blow them off the map. By the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, higher is my name. Another news article. I only have a few more scriptures. The Feds, this is another news article, is in the news February 7, 2022. The Feds Bullard says inflation could get out of control, so action is needed now. Give me a minute. Of course it's going to get out of control. Of course. $1.50 for one banana. Where do y'all people think we are? Where do you think an inflation crisis. You know what the God of Israel call it? A famine. A famine. A famine. No bread in the land. The same thing that happened to the children of Israel. No food, no bread, no water, no nothing. No nothing, people. No nothing. It's called, they call it inflation. Right. The God has to start with a famine. That's the people. See, they like to give things pretty little names so they can keep these people in the darkness and blind and dumbfounded so you don't know what's really going on. Because it is a sword upon Babylon treasures. A sword sent from the God of Israel on Babylon and her treasures. That's another prophetic event or game change. The richest country in the world is the third country. And I'm speaking to you with what I hear prophetically. I know you got faith in her. You got this in her and all of that. That's the problem. That's the problem. Let's read Lamentation 5:10, people, come on. Chapter 5, verse 10. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. Verse 9. We got our bread with the pearls of our lives. This happened in Jerusalem because of the sword of the wilderness. Who sent the sword? The God of Israel sent the sword. The whirlwind for the latter days. Our skin. Look what Judah said. Benjamin and Levi, all the tribes. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. No food, no water, no money. That's what it's about. No nothing. All animals was dead. No food to eat. The God of Israel killed so many animals like he's doing right now. It's a famine, and they don't want to talk about it. They want to keep everything quiet because they want you to think that things are normal, and it's not. This world is already in a famine, and it's going to get real, real worse. And I'm going to tell you when in a minute. They got a famine over there in Mexico. They got a famine all over. Battle of cattle is dying because it's no rock. Yes, people. You don't know what's going on, people. Get ready, people. Get ready. Our skin was black like an oven because of the famine. Lack of bread, lack of food, lack of everything. Let me read another news box. Running out of time. That's two more things to say. Y'all want to hear it again? man the world right now that's recorded as the richest man in the world. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, CEO Meta, these are his men in the world. Elon Musk is another news article. Y'all want to know where we are? Let me read it for you. I just wrote to you that the Facebook CEO lost $240 billion. Now you have Elon Musk losing $50 billion in 2 days and recorded wealth plunged. Slide is biggest two-day drop in history. Y'all hear that? This is another historical event that I told you that was going to happen this year, things that you never seen before. On your treasures, Babylon. The sword is on your treasures. Your money, your gold, your silver, your food, whatever you treasure. Your economy. Elon Musk brain shit. Now you know it. I'm not doing the water. Elon Musk range. The startup that Elon Musk found to implant computer chips in people's brains has admitted that it killed 8 monkeys during research experiment. The revelation comes in response to a legal complaint. So the brain chip that Elon Musk is trying to invent killed 8 monkeys. That he was testing the brain chip. And now see what these people cannot do nothing that a higher don't want them to do. I don't care how much they try and think and they smart and they got to figure it out. Look what it read here. He lost a lot of money with that too, people. A lot of money. Because he had it all in mind, made up. Oh, yeah, it's going to work. It's going to turn out right. Well, we got it all figured out. We're going to have it ready for next year. I'm a hearing it in a minute, people. They keep making noise, banging on stuff. Musk brain chip company Neuralink admits killing 8 monkeys. They admit it, that their brain chip didn't work. It did not work. So, people, with that, because it's getting noisy around here, and I already got noise and audio because my laptop is on the door. But before I end this, let me read the last 3 scriptures that I have, and I want to say something to you, and that'll be it. Ezekiel 5:12. The third part of God. So this is the God of Israel speaking prophetically to Ezekiel the prophet. A third of thee shall die with the pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of thee. And a third part shall fall by the sword round about thee. And I will scatter a third part into the winds, and I will draw the sword after them. Thus shall my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my sword to rain upon them, and I will be conquered, and they shall know that I, the Higher, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them or on them. This is where we are in prophecy, people. This is where we are in the last days. No, it's not going to be good again. No, it's not going to get good again. No, your children will never go back to education. Everything is coming to the halt of a cashless economy disaster. Why? Because the God of Israel, our Creator, He fears. He is so very fierce. He's so very fierce. Let me take this all the way to 17, brother. Ezekiel 5:14. Moreover, I will make you great. See what the prophet said to the point they were going to Jerusalem when they was in our own land. He don't play, see? He don't play. He do not play. And everybody think, oh, COVID-19, that ain't real. That's the government. What? Are you people crazy? Government can't take nobody's life. Only a higher, the God of Israel, can take life. They create life. They can't even create life. They trying to create life. They cloning and all kind of stuff they doing. You can't be God. You'll never be the God of Israel. So stop trying. You only making him more angry and more furious. Stop trying to be the creator. You cannot create life. They don't gave a man a pig heart. First transplant. They made a pig heart like this. A human man with a pig heart. A pig heart. Do you see what these people, they are very sick, demonic, crazy people that the God of Israel got to take down. And he got to take them out. He got to take them out. He would never let man have more power than him. Or be over something that, please, are you kidding? Come on, y'all. Don't make me laugh. As a prophet, I feel like laughing right now. I know you got trying to think he's playing around with you. He will snatch you so quick and so fast. Verse 15 of Ezekiel 5. No, 14. Moreover, I will make thee waste and a reproach among the nations that are round about thee in the sight of all that pass by. Babylon. I will make a reproach among the nations, just like he did the children of Israel right here in Ezekiel. He wasted them so very bad. They wish they was never born. That's how bad. He said the pain will fall on the wicked. They was wicked because they didn't want to believe in the God of Israel, just like you people do. It's your pain. He said, I will make you a nation around about this sight and all that pass by. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt and instruction and astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee. Will, when I shall execute judgment in thee in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I, Ahia, have spoken it. Furious rebukes. Furious rebukes. You're running out of this. You're running out of that. You're running out of this. Trying to fix it. Furious. I rebuke you. Furious rebukes. Heed it. It's a furious rebuke. Poison, rage. Going in overtime now. Tell y'all, stop listening to these trick spots. These trick dishes, pastors. Stop listening to that trick spot. Because it's nothing but a fairy tale. That's all it is. There's not one scripture in the Bible to match what they're telling you people, what they're prophesizing and telling you. I heard GOCC today, Gathering of Christ Church, Elder Ricard. He on his platform today talking about, don't worry about Russia. Don't worry about Russia. You know, he was trying to put down all kinds of religions, like he the only one and true religion. He religion himself. There's nothing but a religion you people follow. He's just another religion. He's just another doctrine. He's just another belief. People, just be still. Don't worry about nothing. It's okay. You don't have to be afraid of Russia. Bruh, you don't know what the people got to be afraid of because you're not a prophet. So shut your mouth. Shut your lying mouth, bruh. You don't know what's in the heart of the God of Israel. You're permitting him. The Most High and all that stuff you talking about, man. Talking about, just don't worry about Russia and just trying like a false prophet that was back there with the children of Israel, telling them to be still, don't worry. God, the God of Israel, he ain't going to do nothing. We got the Queen of Heaven. We got Baal. We got Jehovah. We got Jesus. We got Buddha. We got all our gods that we believe in. They're going to protect us. Don't worry. Tell the people, Elder Ricard, not to worry at a time we are living in. Did the Bible tell them not to worry? Did the Bible tell you not to be ready? Did the Bible tell them not to prepare themselves? Did the Bible tell them not to flee? No, it did not tell them that. No, it's not for you to fear, but it's for you to know and understand where you are in Christ. Where you are in Christ. Don't worry about Russia. How can you tell the people not to worry about Russia? And Russia is part of prophecy in the Bible. That's the North. Shoot at her from the North. We ain't worried about Russia. We worried about Iran. How can you teach the people to worry about No, we were, we, I, when Iran come up with, we know it's time then. No, bro. No, bro. One event has to take place before it's time for them to flee. It's just like the Christian church. One event got to happen, the rapture or the Antichrist. GOCC and all the rest of them, ICP and all them Hebrew Israelite movements, one event got to happen, Iran. And then you're going to know that it's time for you to move. No, God. You can't. You just, the body is going to operate. You got to get it. And you got to get it. You know what God is. So you can teach the people truth and understanding, not what you think they believe. Oh, yeah, when Iran hit, it's time then. You keep on waiting on Iran because I just told you the whirlwind is already here. So Iran, China, Russia, they all want to shoot at her from the north. They all going out to shoot from the north. So no, it's not just Iran. Let me go to my next, hold on, let me finish this. Ezekiel 5:16, I'm running out of time, I'm getting ready to leave. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of Fema, that's your inflation price. No food, not enough money to buy no food, no job, no bread, no wine, no nothing. When I, Ezekiel 5:16, shall send upon them, who is them? The wicked, the 90% of this world, evil arrows of Fema, evil arrows of Fema. Oh my God. That's that inflation crisis that's going on. And it's going to get even bigger and bigger and bigger. You won't be able to get no bread, no water, no corn, no bed, no nothing, because it's going to be an evil famine, which shall be for their destruction. Yeah, so a lot of people is going to die of hunger. Could I say it again? That's what I hear. A lot of people going to die of hunger and thirst. Which should be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy them. So you think it's the government. It's the government. It's Satan. It's this. No. It is the God of Israel. Ahaya. It's the God of Abraham. He's going to send the evil arrows of Fema on you. What God is you talking about? You ain't talking about the God of Israel. But he's telling you exactly what he's going to do. And I will increase the Fema. So right here in Ezekiel 5:16, he's going to increase the inflation crisis, they call it. The Fema, that's really what it is in the prophetic. You want to know the real name for it? Fema. Fema. I will increase the Fema upon you and will break your sackcloth of wrath. The food trucks that come to the supermarket and bring all your food and all your goods and your boats and your ships that go across the water with all your food and bread and furniture and all your stuff that you people love. I will break. I, the God of mercy, and they shall bereave thee in pestilence, and blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, Ahiah, have spoken it. Before they cut me off, I'm going to read Ezekiel 6 and 11. 6 and 11. Something I want to say to you prophetically before they cut me off. Ezekiel 6. So don't listen to that inflation crisis and food crisis and this crisis and that crisis. Inflation, economy. To shoot at your economy, to shoot at your life, to shoot at your children, to shoot at you, to destroy you and me and everybody else that don't do what he wants you to do. He don't need you no more. He don't need you in this earth no more. You ain't gonna do nothing for him. What he needs you here for? If you have a single breath of life, if he can't get you to call on him, the real God, and do what you want to worship him. Ezekiel 6:11. Let me say this before they close. I had a dream. I believe it was Wednesday night that I had it. Remember. I'll get a new card. Okay, anyway, it was saying that they had about 200 people in a nursing home, I believe was in New Jersey, and they had them up on a floor locked away. They said this happened Wednesday, and I had locked away like they were dogs, and they were just like inhumanized. 200 people out on the floor, or 200 people on the psychiatric board, or you know, all those people with mental illness or disabilities. you know, people that couldn't, you know, talk good. They just had all of these people just locked away on one floor. But they wasn't feeding them, and, you know, it was just terrible the way that they was treating them, they said in the news today when I read it. And I had this dream. It was Wednesday that I had the dream while I was sleeping. And I dreamed about a nursing home where there was a lot of people in the nursing home. Like people was coming in and taking these people out of the nursing home and putting them away somewhere else where nobody else knew where they was. By force. This dream was by force. Okay? The people in the nursing home was not going with them on their own or willingly. They was forcing them to leave the nursing home and go somewhere where they wanted to put them away. Somewhere to go, away somewhere where there's no one there but them. This is what I saw while I was sleeping with. It was very, 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 very disturbing, man. Very disturbing what I saw. So very disturbing. So if you have a mom or a dad or somebody in a nursing home, I'm speaking to you for statistics, what I saw, that you love and care about, I recommend that you take your mother out. If you really love your parents or your brother or your cousin or whoever it is, take care of them yourselves. Because if some things going to go down, and they say it's already going down over there in New Jersey, they found one nursing home. That's just one. It's many more. Believe me, Pete. Because the God of Israel showed it to me. At the time they was writing a news article, I got it Wednesday before the article even hit the highlight. These are not going to be safe. They're not going to be safe. They're going to take our loved ones and do things with them and to them that only I can say. But I can only say so much over this broadcast or this platform. There's more things that I can say to you if I was talking to you face to face. But it's not going to be good. They will be took away by force somewhere else. Now, you mark my words to what the God of Israel showed me. There was already in the news that they had 200 people on the floor treating them like dogs in a nursing home. And with that, people, I'm just going to say this to you. I'm just going to say this to you. Year 2000 was a prophetic year. That's when the COVID-19 hit the earth in 2000. In 2019, the God of Israel already told me that something was going to hit this earth, that millions was going to die. He told me that in 2019. In 2000, COVID-19 hit. The year of 2000 is part of the end time prophecy coming to pass. That's why so many things are happening so fast, so rapid, because the evil arrows and the whirlwind and the sword and the rebukes with furiousness has been sent by the God of Israel. So 2000 was a prosthetic year. That's where it began. Really came in 2002. This is the year here. 2002. I'm telling you, people, it's almost over. It's almost over. Look at all the things that have took place in 2022 alone. You ain't gonna believe how 2022 gonna close out. I'm speaking to you prophetically. Mark my name. Mark what I'm saying. Please. Make a note. Thank you. 2022. We got 6-7 months. You're not going to believe how it's going to be. My God, people. Because it is, again, a prophetic year. Then you got 2023 coming in right after that. Another prophetic year with a lot of closing. With a lot of closing. Not just closing. But I want you to understand something right here, prophetic. Divine. 2022 and 2023. 2, 2, 2, that represents 6. 6, the mark of the beast. The mark of the Antichrist. The mark of the New World Order. Have everything to do with number 6. 6, 6, 6. So 2022 and 2023, the first two numbers is 6. Then 2022, the year that we are in now, is 6. Add the numbers up. So that's 2, 4, 6, 2022. So you had all 3 years from 2000 to 23 represent 6. That's 2 6. Then you have 2023. 2023 is 6. So think of what I am saying to you. 2022 and 2023. My God, people. Woo. Ooh, I feel like Daniel right now. All I can do is drop my head. Ooh, people. It's going to get heated up so bad. So bad. 2023. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the most prophetic year of all the 3 years, 2023. There's going to be some things that's going to happen. Game changer. Get ready, people. Get ready. Walk away from all your emotions. I mean what I'm saying to you. Don't take this as a joke and don't take it as a game. Walk away from Christianity. Walk away from Hebrew Israelite, Mormon, all of it. Go to the God of Israel, our Father, our Creator. Repent, confess that you've been calling on the wrong God. Do your research to understand. Read the Bible. And start reading the New Testament and understand and what he's going to do for what he's talking about. You got to get ready because it's going down. 2022, 2023. Oh, my God. It is so much stuff going to happen, people. So much things is going to happen. It's going to shake your time. Get ready. Yes. You need food. You need water. You need the God of Israel, not God. Not him. He ain't got no name. He just God. Not him. Get ready, people. Remnant, get ready. Get ready. Take your money out the bank. Dig a hole. Put it in the ground, wherever you can put it. Take it out the bank now. Stay away from all these churches. Now. They can't help you. Can't you see that? They can't help you. All they can tell you is move things to you so you don't get afraid. You better be afraid, man, what's going to hit this earth. The God of Israel wants you to be afraid of him. Of him. See, that's the false prophecy that they are teaching. Don't be afraid. What's going to happen? You better be afraid of the God of all gods. Because he ain't playing. He coming with something. My God. All 3 years. 2022, 2023 are all prophetic, game-changing years. So no, it's not going to get better. And it's not going to quit. And it's not going to stop. And it's not going to go away. No, and your government cannot fix it. All they're going to do is get what they want to get out of it. We go home and set up all that. They after what they have. And the God of Israel is after who he's after and what he's after. And what he after, people, is his power, his glory, and his honor. That's what he after. And only the remnant, the 10%, going to give it to him. No, you're not going to believe me. You didn't believe Jeremiah. You didn't believe Jesus. You didn't believe neither. You killed all of them. Even Solomon. People were not impressed. No, you don't believe me. But go ahead, people. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Because it's already prophesied. It's already spoken what's going to happen to you and your children. Ezekiel 6, 11 and 12. We're in a very prophetic time. Very prophetic year. We are living in. And the God is with the number time. Years, months, he deal with the Hebrew calendar, but he's the God of the Hebrews. That's how he operates. He operates in his time, his day, his hour, and it's his time now. It's his time now. I guarantee you what I'm saying is true. It is his time now to show you people in this earth who's the real God. Who's the real God? riding on your Jesus and on your God or whatever, they won't be able to help you. Just like the children of Israel, they call on all their gods. But could they stop the God of Israel? No, couldn't stop him. Ezekiel 6:11. You ready to leave? They're going to cut me off. Ezekiel 6:11. Thus says the Highest God, might with thy hand, and stomp with thy foot and say, alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. All your diseases that you run to your doctor and try to get medication. Just giving you side effects and making you more sicker. That's all it's doing. Pestilence, disease, COVID, and all the rest of it. He that is far off shall die. Yeah. Yes, people. Yes. It's that time. Yeah, but your leaders don't want to talk about it. They want you to think that you are your family. Wait on God. Wait on the Most High. He that is afar off shall die of the pestilence. And he that is near shall fall by the sword. And he that remaineth and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. So you want to know anybody that don't keep the law, anybody that don't keep the covenant, anybody that stay up in the New Testament and don't understand the God of Israel and who he is and his people, those are the people he's talking about that's going to die. He that is afar off shall die of the pestilence. I will accomplish. You're going to die by the pestilence. You're going to fall by the sword. And you're going to be in the disease. The disease is the new world. That's right. The power of the beast trying to rule mankind like he is God. And you shall die by the famine. These are the three things that you got to watch out for that's going to take you up out of this earth. So no, they won't be fixing the food shortage. Or no, they can't give you a drug or medication that's going to fix diabetes. Ezekiel 12:16. Yeah. Famine, pestilence, and the sword. The sword is somebody killing you, taking your life, or the way you drive the burden to the earth and a black young dude, 22 years old, with dreadlocks in his hair. Something going on with these men with dreads. Satan is really possessing them a lot. But anyway, he had just got out of jail on bond, black man, 22 years old. They called an urban driver, him and his girlfriend, to bring them some food or something. And she gets there, he go out there with a gun and get in the car with her to rob her. And he ended up taking her somewhere way outside. And she felt bad at him. Please don't kill me. I have four kids. Please don't kill me. I have four kids. And you know what that black Negro said? I have a family too. He told the lady, I have a family too. And he took a 9mm. So why do you want to kill her? Just go ahead and take the money, bro, and go ahead, man. Go ahead. But this is the truth. This is the truth. He took the 9mm and blew her head, shot her in the back of the head, and killed her. For what? No reason. No reason, people. Now her children is motherless today. And her husband is You won't help people, you won't do nothing, you just in love with all your life and your gods and whatever you're doing. You're doing a lot. Last verse, Ezekiel 12:16. Even you driving on your job or going to work or where, it's not even safe. Why? You're not supposed to be working your way. You're supposed to have your own empire. You can't even think that deep. You can't even think that far. Last verse, 12:16. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence. See that? That they may declare all their abominations among the heathen, whether they go, and they should know that I am high. This is what happened way in ancient times. We're going to leave a few people again. End time, game changer, prophetic event, get ready. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. We will speak to you later. If the God of Israel say the same thing.